I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Wake Up Call, in case you missed it.
So a couple of years ago, there was a rumor going around about Taylor Swift. Now, we love Taylor. Taylor's a fantastic person. She's a phenomenal performer. But there was a rumor going around that there was evidence of bodyguards in New York that were carrying Taylor around in a suitcase for her to leave her apartment to avoid paparazzi.
How is that possible?
Well, it's a big suitcase, right?
I don't think you should call it a suitcase. It looks like what, like production equipment would be carried around in
production
for, like,
case?
A show.
Yeah. Sure.
I mean, it's big.
So this rumor was going around for a long time. Diehard Taylor Swift fans, they 100% believed it, but there was no actual evidence. Taylor's people wouldn't confirm it. Taylor herself wouldn't confirm it. Until yesterday, former Taylor Swift boyfriend and former One Directioner Zayn Malik said in an interview, and I quote, with Vogue, she was traveling around in a suitcase. That's all he says.
What?
Yeah, he confirmed that Taylor was traveling in a suitcase.
I still don't believe it. I think that Taylor and her, like, group of friends know that this is a rumor, know that it is so absurd, and she's like, we got to keep this going. And she wants to keep it going as a goof.
Now, Katie, you're probably asking yourself,
I probably am not.
How does he know? How is he 100% sure?
Okay.
Great question, and I thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
Zayn is dating Gigi Hadid.
Okay.
Gigi Hadid is one of Taylor's best friends.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. Taylor and her clique think this is so funny. They're like, we got to keep this going. It's so absurd.
Okay, all right. I agree with you. It's probably not true.
Right.
It's probably them trolling us.
Right.
I mean, you look at the box. It doesn't have holes. It's not breathable.
That's another good point.
And, like, I'm sure the bodyguard puts it in the trunk, which, I mean, I would already freak out just being in that box.
Well, you're claustrophobic.
Well, but how do we know she's not claustrophobic?
Well, if she's living in a box, she's not.
Okay, but I want to believe this.
Why?
I've always theorized that Taylor Swift is as close to an angel on earth that we can get.
Okay.
Just some sort of mythological creature, like a little sprite.
Right.
Well, the fact that she travels by box like Gizmo in Gremlins.
Okay.
That's magic.
Yeah.
I want to believe that Yeah, it is, I guess, kind of like a vampire, too. But, like,
I mean, wouldn't it be more fun if she was in some sort of large, cylindrical, like, bird cage where she's on a perch or something?
No, because then we can see her.
Right, right.
Why can't we
done.
See her? What's the problem with that?
That's the mystery. What's happening in that box?
No. Why doesn't she want people to see her?
She's avoiding the paparazzi.
Well, she can't be seen for too long.
Why?
That's actually not a myth.
She burst into flames?
No, we burst into flames.
Oh,
like you can't look at the sun.
Okay.
You know?
Now, let us remember that Taylor Swift is about 5'10", 5'11". She's pretty tall.
Gosh. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
So she'd have to be...
And how old is she?
26.
She's only 26?
Yeah.
Wow.
She would have to be able to curl up mighty tight to get in this thing.
Well, I mean, she's pretty slim, so I mean,
I don't know that that makes a difference on, like, how small of a bulge.
She can fetal position herself.
Oh, I mean, because
yeah,
it looks
true.
Like you said, it's like a production case. I mean, it's not small. That's not something that you're going to put in an overhead bin on
an
airplane.
No.
Rain, question.
Yes.
Somewhere around our building, do we have a case like that?
I'm sure we do.
Okay,
I'm sure we have a couple of them.
Engineer Jonathan says, yes, we do. Next week, let's try to get in it.
Which one of us? We're all too big.
Yeah, we're.
Well,
all...
I mean, I'm the smallest, so Gabe.
Oh! Producer Gabe.
Gabe.
Oh, perfect.
He's like a sprite too.
He's like a sprite too.
And Gabe, they're about the same height.
Okay. I don't know if Gabe's able to talk to us right now, but I know he's back in the studio listening. Gabe, if you can chime in here. We need you to agree to this. We need Gabe in a box.
Gabe in a box.
And then we're gonna wheel you around. The paparazzi will never take a picture.
We have to try to pick it up and put it in the back of probably my car. I have the biggest car. Engineer Jonathan, are you going to let us use this box? He says yes.
Does it have foam inside of it?
We can take it out.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, okay, Gabe.
I can't wait.
You're going in a box.
We are broadcasting live this morning from Orange Theory Fitness in Rockland off Pleasant Grove. If you want to stop by and drop off your toys for the wake-up calls delivering Christmas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.